Let's turn to the 13th chapter of the Gospel of John. John's Gospel, chapter 13. The nearer Christ got to the cross, the closer he revealed what he would have his people do. And in the 13th chapter of John's Gospel, we have the Last Supper and the preparing and the participation in that supper. Many, many years ago, I entered a small meeting house, and there was an old man, and he was taking the service. He wasn't an ordained clergyman. He was just a rugged old worker. But he knew something about the Lord. And he preached a message from this portion of Scripture, which I've never forgotten. And I just want to pass on the three thoughts that that man gave us that day. He said, first of all, God's people must know something about the fellowship of the bath. And he turned over to that scripture in John 13, the 13th chapter of John, where Jesus said, he that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit. And the first fellowship that we have with the Lord is the initial cleansing, the fellowship of the bath. When we're washed and made clean completely. Now, if you don't have that fellowship, you can never have any other fellowship with the Lord. That's where we start, the fellowship of the bath. And then when we come down in this chapter, we find that Peter said to him, he says, I'm not going to let you wash my feet, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, what I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. And Peter said, thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered and said, if I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Here we have the fellowship of the basin. Now we are cleansed by the bath, but we have to have the continual cleansing of the basin applied to our feet. Our walk must be a cleansed walk. You can have your person cleansed, but the feet are what touches the earth, and the earth was the thing that was cursed by the fall. The earth cursed be the ground. Cursed be the ground. That's what the Lord said that day. So we need to know the fellowship of the basin. I need constant cleansing of my feet to walk the road to God. We're warned not to partake of the Lord's Supper except we're walking rightly with God. God's looking at our walk today. And thank God he's there with the basin. He's there with the towel. He's there with the washing. And he says, I'll wash you and you'll be clean every whit. Clean every whit. But then there's another deeper fellowship. And that's the fellowship that John had in this chapter. And if you look at John further down the chapter, there was a disciple. Now there was leaning, verse 23, on Jesus' bosom, one of his disciples whom Jesus loved. Fellowship of the bath. Fellowship of the basin. But there's the fellowship of the bosom. It said, he then lying on Jesus' breast. What a blessing this is. Amen. to have your ear on the breast. What did he hear? He heard the heartbeat of Jesus.
Amen.
That's what he heard. And we need to hear the heartbeat of Jesus. That's what we need to hear. So there is a fellowship of the basin and of the bath. But oh, to come and say with the hymn writer, oh, to lie forever here, doubt and fear and self-resign, while he whispers in mine ear, I am his and he is mine. May we have that fellowship today around this table.